Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last FMM, we discussed the shechting, the shechita of the Korban Pesach. Once the Korban is shechted, a number of avodos need to happen. And in order to understand the unique ways in which the Korban Pesach is brought, we first need to discuss briefly what happens when other korbanos are brought throughout the year. When other korbanos are shechted, the next avoda, the next stage in the bringing of an animal korban is called kabbalah, collecting the blood from the animal, which will then be poured on the mizbeach. As mentioned in the last FMM, while shechita can be performed by someone who is not a kohen, kabbalah and the other avodos of an animal korban must only be performed by a kohen. In any case, getting back to kabbalah, the kli that is used to receive the blood from the animal is called a mizrak or a bazich. It's a special cup made of gold or silver, but it was not shaped like a regular cup or regular bowl. Cups or bowls have flat bottoms or flat bases, of course, that enable us to set them down when we're not using them. However, a mizrak does not have a flat bottom because that would allow the kohanim to put them down on the floor or on a table. And if the kohanim could put them down, there is a fear that they would put them down and forget about bowls with blood. And in the meantime, the blood would congeal and become disqualified for sprinkling on the mizbeach. So a mizrak has a pointed end at the bottom so it can't be put down and it can't be forgotten by accident. That is one thing to know about korbanos in general before we speak about Kabbalah on Erev Pesach. Another thing to know by way of introduction to the Korban Pesach specifically is that once an animal is shechted to be a korban, the next avoda after, again, is Kabbalah, is receiving the blood, and the next avoda after Kabbalah is called holacha, bringing the mizrak with the blood in it to the mizbeach. And the final avoda in this group of avodos is called zrika, sprinkling the blood on the mizbeach. So again, in every animal korban, we have shechita, kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. And we have these four steps in a Korban Pesach as well. However, remember that Erev Pesach is an incredibly busy time. So many people crowd the Azara in the Beis HaMikdash to bring their Korban Pesach. And there is not enough time, and there's not enough space, and there's not enough manpower to have these four avodos, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika, performed in the usual manner. The Mishnah in Maseches Psachim Perek Hei Mishnah Hei and Mishnah Vav says, and the Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, explains, in order to accommodate the huge number of people bringing their Korban Pesachs, and doing so in such a short time frame, and also in order to include as many people as possible in the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, the Kohanim stand in lines, one Kohen next to another Kohen. The lines start from where the animals are being shechted in the Azara, and they extend all the way to the Mizbeach. And there's all different lines, there's many different lines in the Azara. Each line, each row, either has gold Mizrakos or silver Mizrakos. And when someone shechts a Korban Pesach, the Kohen at the head of one of those lines, at one of those rows, closest to the animal, collects the blood of the Korban Pesach, and then passes the mizrak from hand to hand, literally like a bucket brigade, all the way to the mizbeach. And the last kohen in the row, the last kohen in that row who is closest to the mizbeach, and again, there's a lot of rows, but the last kohen who's closest to the mizbeach pours the blood gently on the yesod, on the lower base of the mizbeach. And then that mizrak, the mizrak that used to have blood in it and now it's empty, that mizrak is passed back to the front of the line from hand to hand to hand. And the Rambam explains in his Perush to the Mishnah, because the Kohanim are so hardworking, because they're filled so much with zrizus in their approach to mitzvos, this bucket brigade was incredibly efficient. A Kohen wouldn't return an empty mizrak without taking another mizrak full of blood from another korban. Hand to hand, full Mizrakos going to the Mizbeach, empty Mizrakos going back to the front of the line. And again, there's so many different lines, all of them near various groups who are shechting their korbanos on Erev Pesach. And not only that, not only were the Kohanim so efficient, but I mentioned that some rows of Kohanim had golden bowls and some had silver bowls. The Kohanim are so careful, even in this high-pressured and high-volume situation, they're so careful that the gold and the silver Mizrakos do not get mixed up to a different row. It's an incredible sight to imagine. God willing, we will see it this year, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. So that's the bringing of the blood of the Korban Pesach to the Mizbeach. In the next FMM, we will discuss, God willing, what happens to the Korban Pesach itself after Shechita. In the meantime, have an amazing day, and Im Yirtzeh Hashem, I'll see you next time at the Mikdash.